That's out on RCA for Mal, M-A-L, and that's Mighty Mighty Roly Poly. And for one second, when I first saw the record, I thought, could it be Mal of Beatle fame? You know, has he made a record? And no, I don't think so, after hearing the voice. Clearly commercial record, I think it'll be down to airplays on that one. Let's start off with you, Pete.
I think it'll get the airplays. I don't think it'll be a hit. I think I'd like to dedicate that, if I may, to Joe Baker, who's in Champneys at the moment in Tring, trying to lose some weight. I don't think he'll make it. But as far as anything else is concerned, I don't think that's a hit record, but as you said rightly, I think it'll get some plays.
Mike Lennox.
I had a frightening thought for a moment. You were going to dedicate that to Stew Pot.
Oh, well,
I'd had to defend him, but I've said, no, he's not roly-poly at all.
No, no, he can move the stomach, but he's not all that roly-poly.
No, Joe Baker's obviously.
Oh, very much
Jordan,
so.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I know actually that Mal is a chap who sings in Italy a lot. He's an English fellow, as a matter of fact, and he sings over there all the time, and he's a very, very big star in Italy. Stott is one of the composers. I wonder if that's Lolly Stott, who also had something to do with middle-of-the-road hits.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. But I don't think this is going to be a hit anyway.
All right, let's move things along then. Let's go to Soulsville. Edwin Starr has a new record out. It's called Funky Music, Sure Enough Turns Me On.